So, we're in our 11th tape, two shiurim to a tape on Chavis Levav Shar Bitachim. So last week we left off here in Perek Daled, and let me just review a bit of what we left off last week. That since we recognize that all the people we deal with are not the cause of our salvation, our Yeshua lies in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The people are merely a medium. Therefore, a person shouldn't think for a second that if he asks a poor, weak person for help, and instead of the rich, influential fellow for help, that he is foolish. Makes no difference who he asks for help. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam anyway. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you. I'll be darkei shtadlus. If you're supposed to go to work today, and your business is in New York, don't go to Montreal. You know that is a bit crazy. So if there's a customer waiting for you in New York City, don't say, "Well, I'm going to Montreal," and then try to sell in Montreal if the customer's waiting. Let's not be ridiculous. If it's a clear cut thing, what you have to do, do it. However, it means to say that if you're not sure what to do, again, like I told you, people come, you know, they want to go to the rich people for tzedakah. You don't know if he's going to give you, if he's not going to give you, you have no idea. You don't have to get the best list. Give me the greatest list in the world. You just have to take a name. I don't know if I told you lately the famous story about the fellow in Yerushalayim who was collecting Fachas Kala for his daughter. This is absolutely the best story. It illustrates the point. There was a Yid who had a marriage for his daughter, as many thousands do in Yerushalayim. But many thousands hop on a plane and come snoring in America. I don't want to degrade them and say snoring. They're doing a mitzvah, they want to marry their daughters. I don't want to say in any derogatory way. Abadah has to marry the children off, the chashuv people, etc., etc. However, this Yid showed that there's another way. And he said, "Look, the same Lord who can give you the money if I go to America door to door, give me the money I can't go around door to door. I'm interested in going around door to door. What I'll do is, I'll be Yaitzi Shtadlis by sending a letter to one Gvir and ask him to help me. And if it's Basharat, I should get help. I was Yaitzi Shtadlis, and the Gvir will give me." So he went to a yeshiva, and I know the name of the yeshiva, I won't mention it. A very chashuv yeshiva. Went to the secretary in the office, and he said, "Madam, would you do me a favor? I know that you have lists and lists of thousands of supporters in America. Would you be here? Just give me the name and address of one person who's a supporter of the yeshiva in America. Because I want to send them a letter asking for his college. Just one name." So the secretary, she says, "Well, how about you give him a good name from the yeshiva? It'll take away from the yeshiva, you know." So she went into the dead list of the people who hadn't given in the last 10 years. And to get rid of this nudnik, she gives him from the dead list, from the graveyard list, one name. So, the Yid writes a name to this fellow in America. "I'm marrying with my daughter, I need help, I have no money." Never tells you the story? "I need help, need money." And a few weeks later, he gets back a check from this gentleman for, I believe it was $10,000, which in those days was enough to cover the whole chasna. He got mamash a tremendous amount to cover the whole chasna. So, the man is overjoyed. He goes back to the yeshiva, runs to the secretary and says, "Thank you so much for being so nice. And you could have given me just any name. You could have taken a name out of your dead list. And you were kind enough to give me mamash, bestam, one of your best gvirim. It's so kind of you, because the mamash, the man responded so generously. You are really a tzaddikus. Thanks a lot." Well, the lady knows the truth. And she didn't say anything. But next time the Meshulach from the yeshiva goes out to America, tells him, "Listen, this name is hot. We put him in the graveyard because he wasn't giving for 10 years already, but he's back. So make sure you go visit him again. He used to give money. He hasn't given in many years. Go to him again. He's hot." Meshulach goes, and she tells him the story, why she knows that he's giving. Meshulach goes to the Gvir, and solicits. And the Gvir turns him down, says, "No, I don't give to your yeshiva anymore. I'm not interested in your yeshiva anymore. I haven't been interested in 10 years. I don't give." So Meshulach says, "So how can you give that? You got a letter out of nowhere I know for a fact, I'll let him know, where someone asked you for Achnasas Kala for his daughter, and you gave tremendous, you gave the whole chasana. He says, oh, that was something else. Because not long ago, my daughter was a Kala, and she was engaged to be married, and the joy of my life, and then the shirk broke. And I was so tzabrachan, I said, Mistama Dan Vishus. So I made my mind, all the money I'd put away. My daughter's chasna, the first solicitation I get for Chazal's kala, a real emes, a need, I'm going to give it all away to my dad kala. And that should be a schus that my own daughter should be married, Mishar Tov Mitzlachas. And this letter was the first sincere request I got. I saw it was really desperate, so I gave away the whole amount I'd saved my own daughter. Zestadach, if it's Basheret, one letter is good enough. It's klar. One letter, it's an emes, a story. I've heard it from a few different sources. Emes amaisa, azoygeita. So therefore, again, if you don't know, if you know, again, so you know that you have to make an appointment with this, hey, of course you have to go to this fellow. But if you don't know where to go, don't trouble yourself. I mean, this, anything in life, the smallest things. I want to make copies of, I made a tape last Wednesday night of the shiur I gave to the ladies. And some people want to buy it. So I needed some professional taping. I was looking around for professional taping. I didn't know where to go. Yet someone does it in bulk and does it nice. Suddenly I got three different people called me and I don't know where to go, which direction to go. And this way, that way, which is better, I'm just going to start clearing the price. I'm not going to check everything out. I'm not interested. It's not my purpose. I just want to get this tape done. So I said, oh, I'll go with this one. Then later on I started thinking to myself, but you know, the other one, Taka, probably be cheaper, and the third one, they're more professional. You know what? I don't know. I went last night, I gave the tape to one person. I laid it. They impressed me as long as they're doing. It seemed okay. I'm not going to drive myself crazy. All the details, this is fine too. I laid it. So it's only so far, and the other person, I talked, wanted to give the other person a shot, and their line was busy. So I said, we'll go this way. Their line was busy. And the other person wasn't home. One line was busy, one wasn't home, this one I got to, and it sounded okay. The other ones, if I really be a wise guy, check everyone out and compare, it's good. When I'm in doubt, anyone will be fine. If I know for sure, I got to do what I have to do. Right? But when in doubt, nishkefelech. Personally, that's my feeling in regard to doctors too. People, many things people get a little over. If I know this doctor is a great specialist, I'll go to this doctor. If I don't know, and I have to go back and forth, So I called up Echo this week about a certain medical for someone needs some medical help. I seldom call. I called, so they sent me three different doctors. It all sounded alike to me. After all is said and done, I'll take the first one on the list. That's also fine. No one didn't seem that much more amazingly different than the next, and this one, this thing, and that. But they're all if I'm convinced that they're all shluchim of the Rabbanu Shlom, it really makes no difference. If I knew for sure, by so many shemayim, this doctor was outstanding in that, and it was, that's one thing. I'm telling you, lemaisa. So if you know for sure what you're doing, you go for sure what you have to do. But if you're not sure, says the Chavis Levavis, don't think that if you go to the weaker person, you're fooling yourself, you're being foolish. Believe, he says, shneim esugolim lasas adavir boifin shavah. Believe that both can do the same thing the same way, because really they're only emsoyim from the Rabbanu Shlom. And you should believe that the Rabbanu Shlom is taking care of it. So therefore, I don't know, to run around the world, people look for the world's biggest specialist, running this and that. I'm just telling you how I understand the Chavos Levavos. Maybe others disagree. But people, they're jumping, running here, running to this end of the world, to set it out from the Rabbanu Shlom. If you believe that the doctor is a shliach, it doesn't make that much of a difference. Of course, he has to have basic credentials for Shteitzich. And if something comes to your hand, there's something outstanding. But Alpha Pekeng, don't get hung up on the person who appears to be stronger. It's all from the Rabbanu Shlom. The Hashem made him so strong and so smart. As we said last week, one important factor when choosing who to help you, and I'm repeating from last week because it's so important, is go to a tzaddik. Because the Rabbanu Shlom only brings good things through tzaddikim, and very, very seldom does he bring nezek al yadam. Very seldom does the Rabbanu Shlom bring nezek through a tzaddik, because there's a megalgal neschus al de zakai. If you have a choice between a doctor who's a tzaddik and not a tzaddik, or you have a person who's going to help you who's a tzaddik or not, Don't look at how rich he is. Don't look how smart he is. Don't look how much experience he has. The fact that the person, the tzaddik, is the best ingredient that you need to help you. Because given the help comes through the tzaddik, not through a rasha. Megal maschus ayde zakai and yuune la tzaddik kol oven. And from a tzaddik, bad things don't come out. So, and if you go to somebody asking for help, don't blame the person that it's his fault he didn't help you. So you ask somebody for help, and he tried and it didn't succeed. Don't say he was lazy, he didn't work hard enough, he didn't try hard enough. Don't say it's your rashlanut, it's your laziness and your carelessness. Say, I thank you so much for trying, and to the extent that he says behetem lishtad luto, to the in consonance with the amount of effort you know he put in for you, thank him profusely, because all a man does is effort anyway. Whether he succeeded or not, if he succeeded, it wasn't him who made the success, it's the Rabbanu Shlom. So all you thank anybody for, whether succeeding or failing, is for their sincere efforts in your behalf. So the fellow fails, you still owe him a full yashikoyach for his effort, for his ishtablus. And that way you'll never have ties with anybody. Because you know that if he didn't succeed, it's because you weren't zaycha. It's your fault, you weren't zaycha. It's not that he was a shlamazel. And if he really tried, for if he didn't bother trying, you'd have to give him yashikoyach. But if he tried and he didn't succeed, thank him for trying so hard and know that it's you who are not zaycha. And the same way, if someone asks you for a favor, until now we're talking about we asking somebody else for a favor. Why if someone asks me for a favor? If someone asks me for a favor, we should try to fulfill his request, if possible, with all my heart. And usually if it's a rich, powerful person asks me a favor, I try a little harder. But if it's a poor schlepper, I don't. So usually, let's face it, if it's the chosh of a person, then, so for some grace, the rebbe will call me up, I run around, man, I got motivated. Some big reshiva calls me up, I'm motivated. Some big veer calls me up, I'm motivated. The governor calls me up, wow. Georgia called me up, Rudy calls me up, Bill, Hill, I get a call for the chevra, Bibi, wow. Bibi called me up, I'm at it, I'm running. But if this guy down the street calls me up doing a favor, the schnorrer over here is living in this house that's falling apart, he asks me for a favor. First of all, I don't return his calls. It takes about 3 days till I answer his call. When I finally get BB's call, I answer right away. I'd answer from Rishoyim calls also probably. And Bill, Grace the Tzaddik, Bill called me up. The president, wow. Imagine, like, you're in the answer machine, hello. This is Bill Clinton, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Would you please call me back at your earliest convenience? I'm on the phone the whole day. I got to return the president's call. But the schlepper down the block, who's a nice, good Jew, but he's just a schlepper, I don't return his call. Maybe if they call me 5 times, maybe I'll get back. Hello, what do you want? Leave me alone. How much can I try? There's another rabbi down the block. I think he can take care of that for you. So he says, the part of this belief that everything's going to be banished on, so do not be so picky with who you help. And if you can help somebody, it's the same mitzvah to help the God Lador and help a partial yid. Of course, a special schus may be helping a tzaddik. It's nice to help a tzaddik. It's in your shim shem chachamim, true, etc. But basically, let's stick to basics. A yid is a yid, and you have to help everybody. And if you were successful, you thank their Rebbeinu Shlom that Hashem helped you, that you succeeded in helping this particular person, wherever he is. And if you were not successful, don't blame yourself. If you did try to do a favor to somebody, you were not matzliach al yashem es atzmo, but you tried. If you know that in your heart you tried your best, so you should know that the other person wasn't zaycha, that you should help him. You tried your best. Or maybe you weren't zaycha, but the fact that you tried your best. Because the ultimate outcome is telling the Rebbeinu Shlom, and that outcome is telling on Zochias. It has nothing to do with your efforts. It has nothing to do with your efforts. So don't say, I made 3 phone calls, maybe I should have 15 phone calls. If you honestly made 3 phone calls, you tried what you felt was reasonable, I'll trust the Rebbeinu Shlom. Because remember, if you're Zochias, you get through right away. It's a Messias. If you're Zochias, the phone calls, you get the guy on the phone the first time. If you're not Zochias, you can rent him for 15 days, it just doesn't go. Mevesendach, as I gave this. Okay, now he continues like this. This is something. This the next shtickle over here. He says like this. Okay, until now we're discussing how you deal with your friends. How do you deal with your enemies? How does the Baal be talking deal with his enemies? Now, enemies don't mean necessarily his mamash, your enemies have to murder you. Not Yasser Arafat, Yamach Shemai. How do you deal with your enemies? The people you don't like too much. The guys who annoy you, bother you, weren't so nice to you, maybe a little tough on you, screamed at you, a little insulting, a little denigrating. You have some candidates? Well, you look like you know what I'm talking about. At any rate, he says, how do you deal with the people you don't like? A lot of those out there. And the people talk, you know, are not looking for your welfare. So, people who insult you behind your back, to your face, you have to be talking by them too. And you have to be a sovereign. You have to patiently endure their insults. And you should not pay them back according to what they deserve. Fine. That's not, we know. That was yesterday's parsha. Lo yisikam v'lo yisitor. And I told you 100 times in the Sefer HaChinuch, in yesterday's parsha, that if somebody hurts me, I can't take revenge, because I know that he could not have done a thing to me unless Hashem inspired him to do so. So it's not him who's hurting me or insulting me or not lending me his car, it's Hashem. If they ask the guy for the car, won't lend it to me, why not? I need it desperately, give me the car. No. It's your Baruch Shalom. So I can't have complaints against him. That's not so hard. But listen to this. Says the Chavis Levavis, which what it doesn't say in the Sefer HaChinuch, to my remembrance, my recollection, that if a fellow does bad to you, he insulted you, said Lashon Hara about you behind your back, ruined the shidduch for your kid, took away a business deal from you, not only are you not allowed to hate him, not only are you not allowed to insult him back, but you have to go out of your way to do a favor to him. You have to look for ways to do chasadim to him. This has got to be the hardest thing we learned so far. You heard? The guy insulted you, ruined the deal for you, ruined the shidduch for you, and you have to not only not angry at him, not only can you not hurt him, you have to be goymel chesed, not stam goymel chesed. You have to be goymel chesed kemeitav yecholtev, to try for him like you try for your best friend. I can't do this. So, I don't know anybody else. Amoydim is vaded beyond me. You had the b'chayim. Guy stabbed you in the back, insulted you, said the shtar about you, took away your patience, took away your business, and not only are you not allowed to insult him and hurt him, you shouldn't go around hurting him, you have to try doing favors, not try doing favors. And the ganze knack, like you do for your father and your mother, that's how much you have to work for him. This is too much. This is a bit much. Yasimam toiv kemeitav yecholtoi. Because, you have to remember, that toyelas vanezek, misurim biyad kadosh baruch hu. So, if that fellow was a medium to bring me nezek, I have to be done him l'chaf schus, and I have to think to myself, the reason why this evil happened to me from this Jew, because I did evil to the Rabbanu Shlom. I did evil to another Jew. Hashem is paying me back for what I did to Yenim. I messed up Yenim 15 years ago, but I conveniently forgot about that. Hashem doesn't forget. 30 years ago, I embarrassed somebody the same way. I forgot about that a long time ago. How 30 years ago I cheated somebody. And 30 years ago, I screamed at somebody. So maybe it's 40 years ago. And now it's coming back. Things don't just happen, they happen just. So number one, I'm getting paid back for my bad deeds. I'm getting paid back in the Rabbanu Shlom. So he's the shliach this time. Hashem sent him. And therefore I should, if someone insults me, embarrasses me, if somebody ignores me, if somebody treats me like garbage, whatever, it doesn't be big garbage, even little garbage, they don't treat me like big garbage, just make a little candy wrapper to throw me on the floor. Don't give me the cover that I deserve. Then stand up for me, you know? You gotta stand up. Don't give me the cover I deserve. What kind of chutzpah? Are you ignoring me? So you should recognize that you didn't stand up for somebody else who deserved cover. And the main thing is, you should dive into the bunch and right away, yischanim lefnei lekov, yivakesh mechila slicha lechaper lefnei lekov. There's no such thing as bad in my life. If something bad happens to me, that means aveira. The minute something bad happens to me, red flags. Who's the red flags flashing against me? I did something wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I was a good boy. I was such a good boy this Shabbos. Rabbi Cheverman, you were good this Shabbat.
I was good the whole week.
But how about, how old are you? 35? 40? 50? You lived a long life. Hashem has a whole cheshbon. What you do? I'm not talking about last week. Hashem has cheshbon from 40 years ago. Hashem has cheshbon. Your Moshe Feinstein said that the reason why he had a pacemaker put in his heart when he was in his 80s is because when he was 8 years old in Cheder, he had a little feeling of gaiva that he answered the question right and the other bacher didn't answer right. So since his heart experienced a shtickle treifa gaiva, a shtickle hisnasus, that he felt a little better than his friend, that's Berach the story. So he said, now I know, that's why even I'm 80 or 88, he lived to be over 90, that's why that my heart is not functioning properly. I need a pacemaker to pace it properly, because it beat too hard and throbbed too triumphantly when I was about 8 years old in Cheder in White Russia. Tzadik held cup for 80 years what he did when he was 8 years old. So the reason we forgot is the Mahalat Mishkin cup. We have other cheshbonos. We make sure to balance our checkbooks very carefully, and we make sure to use our quicken properly, and we have all cheshbonos for our money. Well, and we make sure to collect the bills people owe us, accounts receivable. So our accounts receivable, very medactic to mon all the accounts receivable. But we forget that we have accounts receivable by the Rabbanu Shalom, by humanity, by society. We forgot about these things a long time ago. But it's in the program, I'm sorry, it's in the computer. And just like the cops, they might pull you over now and they look at the computer. Oh, you have a traffic ticket 6 years ago you didn't pay. And they get you for traffic tickets, for violations, for meters, for all the zip and zach, and don't get pulled over by a cop today. It's on the computer. And they don't get you for now, for speeding on the Palisades. They get you for 6 years ago. They'll tow your car away. But we forget. So the minute something bad happens, it's a chesed Hashem. Hashem is only make me pay for one sin. We should say, oh, yeah, there is a din v'cheshbon. Oh, yeah, I deserve what I'm getting over here. Oh, do I deserve it? Yeah, now remind me what I did 25 years ago. And you know what? Once I'm doing tshuva on that, I better be ready to go my ma'isim. There's a lot of accounts receivable, a lot of outstanding debts I have to rebundish on the people. I better check the whole system out. There's a lot of Y2Ks. The Y2K is such a gewaltig mush that comes to haunt them. They programmed it wrong 30 years ago when they started computers. And now, 30 years later, this one little mistake is haunting humanity to the tune of $600 billion, $1 trillion. Everyone's searching, being bited. People in shul, they have a whole parnasa. There's huge industry, the Y2K bug. People have gone to parnasa, checking through whole hospitals, all the systems, every instrument, to find the Y2K bug. The year 2000 bug is coming to haunt today. One little bug. The most sophisticated multi-billion-dollar computer systems. One little bug, a lay dick. We all have bugs in our system. We choose to forget about them. They come back to haunt us. Why is Hashem doing these things to me? I'm such a good guy. Well, the computer system is also a great system. It's a great system. There's more good in the system than bad. But you're only as good as your weakest link, as your flaw. The flaw will come back to contaminate and corrupt you. Like we said yesterday for the Gemara over there in Ksubis, that in Marta Bas Baisus, that Marta Bas the daughter of Magdim Ben Gurion, even though half of the money she had was kosher money, the other half was money from her father, who was a big tzaddik and a big baal tzedakah, but it wasn't 100% beseder, because he did a little bit of the tzedakah for his covet, and also the tzedakah wasn't enough. He gave a lot, gave millions of dollars, but he could have given 10 millions. Or he gave a million, he could have given a million and one more dollar. He didn't have a cheshbon on his tzedakah. He was a vild with his tzedakah. He wasn't a cheshbon. So Mela, that money was lost. And once that money was lost, the Y2K bug was in the ganze geschäft, and even the kosher money got ruined. It's a meridik of Gemara. Even the kosher money was contaminated and tainted. This cheshbonos. It's a big cheshbonos. So people run businesses. They have economists, and they have the financial advisors, and they go to their accountants, and they go to the CPAs, and we think of geschäft in a way we got to protect ourselves and make the best investment. And it comes to our lives, comes to our neshamas, we're very cavalier about it. And nish, no cheshbon on nefesh, don't keep accounts, don't keep a cheshbon. So the kids, the minute something bad happens, don't get angry at Yenim, says the Sefer, says the Chavos Levavos, get angry at yourself. Get angry at myself. And right away ask Mechila, oh, I must have done a chait, what did I do wrong? Hashem, remind me what I did wrong. And when I do it, I want to do tshuva on it, be mechaper my averus. I won't have tanyas on yadam. If I care, I should be happy that that person was the shliach Hashem for me. And if I care, your enemy will become your best friend. Like Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei Tezayin, v'tzayis Hashem dake ish gam oivav yashlim itoy. When Hashem likes the ways of a man, when Hashem is satisfied with somebody's conduct, v'tzayis Hashem dake ish gam oivav yashlim itoy, then even his enemies will make shalom with him and become his best friends. Because there's no such thing as enemy, really. The only enemy we have is ourselves. There's only one enemy. There's only one enemy. We're our own greatest enemies. Never blame Yenim. If we could get this into our head, we'd have a whole different Weltanschauung. Our problem is we really blame other people. Oh, yes, I nourish. There's nothing we learn from the Sefer Chavetz is this, we gotta learn this. This is the ultimate bitachon. We have no enemies, only ourselves. My enemy is growing older. Or as Pogo said, we have met the enemy, and he is us. We have met the enemy, and he is us. Not as Commodore Perry said, we have met the enemy, and he is ours, but we have met the enemy, and he is us. Mizendach, the enemy. So there's no such thing as enemies. So if I care, you're supposed to do atavos. I once had a maisa, I was thinking about this morning, I remind myself of a maisa, and I'm not sure I ever told you this story. Gewalt! Ah, gewalt, a maisa. Ah! Heard the maisa from one of my cousins, Rashi of Chevron. He heard it, I believe, from the source, Rabbi Per. Rabbi Per is the Rosh Yeshiva of Shiva for Rockaway. And Rabbi Yechiel Per is the son-in-law of Rabbi Avram, he's the son-in-law of Rabbi Leib Nekritz, Zechran Levracha. Rabbi Leib Nekritz was the son-in-law of Rabbi Avram Yafin, Zechit Tzadik Levracha, who was the son-in-law of the Altar of Navardik, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. I was zeichet yet to see Rabbi Avram Yafin in Borough Park when I was a youngster, when I was a bacher, long ago, I was once a bacher, I used to learn Ben Zman in Beis Yosef, I think it's on 48th Street in Borough Park, that was my spiritual headquarters, I used to sit there Ben Zman, that was my Malkin Kavua, Beis Yosef. That was all the B'nai Torah, that was come out the only place to learn 35 years ago in Borough Park. I wanted to sit in Steig. That was a good base manager. Today is a lot about other Bati Midrashas, Baruch Hashem. So I remember Rav Yom Yafin. I remember Rav Nekritz for sure. Zichron Levracha. Anyway, so Rabbi Per was married when Rabbi Yafin was still yet alive. In the early 60s, I believe. And even though Rav Yafin was his wife's grandfather, but since he was such a gadol, and the Zayda, the Yeshiva, so he like ran the entire chasana. And this chasana was, in those days, all the gedolim were much fewer. I remember when in the 60s, when you went to a chasana, you had any yeshivish chasana, a chosh of a person, or a certain yeshiva, you had Rav Moshe Zichron Levracha, had Rav Yankiv Zichron Levracha, and you had Rav Leizer Silva Zichron Levracha, and you had Rav Ruderman Zichron Levracha, and you had Rav Gedal Yeshor, and you had I never saw a Baron of the Chasna. Shneer for states, I don't look like the Rosh Hashiva is, my own Rosh Hashiva is. So there's Chasna, from Yafin. So all the Gedolim came to the Chasna. And the Chassidish Rebbe too. It was a big, it was one of the first Chasnas from the next door. So everyone was wondering who's going to get the Kibbutim under the Chuppah at this Chasna? Who's going to get the Kibbutim under the Chuppah? You know, this is the major league. This is the all-star game. The all-star game. Who's going to get who's on their lineup in the all? There's only seven brachas and seven brachas. And you know, the all-star game, you have 9 guys on the team. 10, how many guys on the baseball team? I forgot already. 9 or 10, what? What? 20 on the team? On the field? What? 9. Nine. Okay. Well, he only gets Sheva Brachas, get a Masada Kedushin, get a Ksuba. Okay, get a couple of Kibbutim. Who gets the Kibbutim? So they're waiting. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Moshe gets the Kibbutim. And the other don't get a Kibbutim. A lot of them are Mishpacha. They're connected. They're related. Bitten Baruch Abba, they call up for a Kibbut. Rav Yafin is organizing the Kibbut. They call up for a Kibbut. Some Rav and some outlying suburb of New York, no one knew him, he wasn't related, he wasn't a relative, he wasn't a Talmud of Navardik, he had no shaykhis, he had nothing, he wasn't so choshev, he was a absolute out of nowhere. And no one could figure out why this fellow got a kibbutz. No one could figure out why he got a kibbutz. It was the miracle, it was the enigma, the mystery of the chasna, mystery, the mystery player. And later on, they asked Rav Yaffin, you know, they knew he gave him the kibbutz. Why'd you give him the kibbutz? No, it was fine, I gave him the kibbutz. Why? No answer. No answer. It was only after Rav Yaffin passed away that the answer came out. What happened was that not long before that, this rabbi, nondescript rabbi, indeed, had sent Rabbi Yaffin an invitation to his child's chasana. Rav Yaffin no shagas with the fellow. I just wrote back, I'm sorry, I can't come. It was an old man, Rav Yaffin was a maybe he was in the 80s already. Alta Yid. I can't come, sorry. Yid calls him up, Rabbi, the Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva, you must come to my child's chasana. His gate men gan to leaven, you have to come to the chasna. If you don't come to the chasna, it's just not a chasna. I said, I can't come, I'm old, you know, I'm old, I'm sick. Just me and my rabbits, I don't drive. It's a shlet, the chasna's way out. You've got to come to the chasna, you don't know what it means to me, it's so important you come to the chasna, it'll be such an honor. I'm telling you, without you, I don't have a chasna. Yeah, to my son. How can he say no, such a implores? He said, okay, I'll come. Puts the invitation on his calendar. Bahi ayom. Usually if you invite a Rosh Yeshiva to a chasna, any Rosh Yeshiva, you send a taxi to pick them up. You organize a driver, you go pick them up. You organize transportation. Especially an alter Rosh Yeshiva doesn't drive, and it's way out. They didn't hear from the fellow, they didn't hear from the father, nothing happening. So he says to his wife, well, I guess we gotta take the subway. Got my Afghan, and this was like from one end of New York to the other end of New York, the end of the subway line with a bus. I've gotten to ASIC to get here, no joke. So these two Alta Yidden that took them a few hours to go by train and by bus to the outskirts of the metropolitan area, and they come to the chasana. And the father barely says hello to Rav Yaffin. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Doesn't thank him for coming. Doesn't give him a kibbutz under the chuppah, and doesn't sit him in a chashuv place. He mamash ignores him. Mamash ignores him. That's it. Rav Yaffin's wife go back to Brooklyn. All later. Rav Yaffin said, "The aside of Musa is hatova tachas hakpada. Where you have hakpada on somebody, where you have a complaint against somebody." We have reason to be really upset with somebody. The sight of Moser is that you pluck a weed and you plant a flower instead. Tachas hakpada hatova. In the place of having a complaint, you do a favor to somebody. Exactly as the Chovas of Ava says, that if somebody did evil to you, if somebody hurt you, not only shouldn't you take revenge and pay them back what they deserve, but not only don't you hurt them, you try to do a chesed to them, and not just want to do a chesed. You do a chesed, kemeitav yecholti, you do a chesed, your best, you do your, even your best. So, this is beyond me. Amoidim is vada, don't think for a second that I am no adarsh, I'm a kayim. I publicly wash my hands of this, chaldish by them. I am so far from this, but I have to start. And when I heard that story, I started thinking about it, trying to work on it. Very difficult. Maybe I'll be zoich in my lifetime. I have to do a lot of davening, a lot of soul searching. I have to prove an awful lot to be able to fulfill this little line, the chavos. So someone tells you that the mesech, the chavos of avos, is an easy mesech. You tell them it's shver than bava basra, it's shver than yavamos, it's shver than nida, it's shver than erevin, it's shver than meila and hoirias. It's a very shver mesech, the mesech, the chayvus halavavus, the duties of the heart. Because to fulfill this duty, so Rav Yaffin said, that's why I dafke, this guy ignored me, this guy treated me no good. I dafke invited him, and I told him in the beginning, come to my chasen, I'm going to give you a kibbutz. And I dafke gave him a kibbutz, I left that other gedolim. I left that other gedolim to give him a kibbutz, because tachas akpadatave. So now he's supposed to go home, Rabbi Isai. We're going to a corner someplace. We'll go to a shtibel. and go into the forest and sing to yourself for half an hour. And let bang in the eyes. And if you don't like, if Hebrew doesn't make it ready, say, Rabbi, instead of grudges, goodness. Goodness in the place of a grudge. I will pay back a grudge with goodness. I'll replace a grudge with goodness. I'll pluck out the weed of hatred to my heart and I'll plant instead some love in the flower. Oh, I should love this person. Come on, I hate this person. Love him. You'll never love him unless you do an act of loving kindness. There's no other way. You'll be stuck with this grudge forever. It's your heart that has this lesion on it. It's your heart that has the cancer in it of hatred, of anger, of nasty, of grudges. What are you accomplishing? Beautify your heart. Polish it. Your heart's like a beautiful silver vase with a bang in the middle. It's a beautiful vase. And right in the middle is a bang. And it's tarnished already. And it doesn't look good. And it's rusting. And it's tarnished. And it's jagged. You're like a beautiful vase with a jagged hole in the middle. A couple of jagged holes. Might have more holes than vase already. We can, this is food for thought, Rabbi Yisrael. Food for thought. Gefährlich. That's all bitachim. And it all comes from bitachim. Why? Not time we're telling you when someone slaps your right, turn your left. I'm not telling you be a glutton for pain. What the Chazal says is that the person really did you a taiva. That the truth is that Rav Yavin must have said to himself that this person ignored me. It must have been I must have ignored somebody else in my life. I can't remember when. Maybe it was 45 years ago. And if I call on the phone and someone gives me a cold hello, it must be because yesterday I gave someone else a cold hello. Which probably, I certainly did. And then, you know, if someone gave me a dispassionate shalom aleichem with a wimpy fish hand, someone told me I'm not really a rabbi, I give too strong of a handshake, you know. They questioned my credentials, they want to see my smicha. So someone gives me this limpid, schwach handshake, like who am I? You give someone a little derech eretz, you give them a handshake, give them an enthusiastic shalom aleichem, how are you? You look them in the eyes, you have eye contact, a little warmth, you can give them a hug. And this fella come up to him, he recognizes me, I don't exist. He just looks right through me. So it must have been I did the same thing to somebody else. And this fella did me a favor then. So if this fella ignored me, do me a taiva, because he's making me do tshuva. So the first thing is, if anybody does something insulting to me, anything demeaning to me, I should say, Rabbi Shlomo, thank you for reminding me. Rabbi Shlomo, I'm doing tshuva. Please be mechaper on my affairs. I know you're giving me a message. It's not him, it's you, Rabbi Shlomo. And this fellow, not only do I have a grudge, shkoyach, you did me a big favor. A lot of work, Rabbi Shlomo. Very difficult, very difficult.